This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jessica Parisi, who is the CEO of BTS USA. How are you, Jessica?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. And what I want to tell you, BTS, I had not really heard of that much. I heard the name somewhere out there, but wasn't sure what they did. But it's really cool what you do, and it's different than any consulting firm I've seen. Talk about what the model is.
Yeah, first of all, I agree with you. It is very cool and very fun work. If you think about change, to do change well, you typically have to get technology and process and people aligned. And BTS's passion and focus for the last 35 years has been our client's people partner in support of their change. That means leader readiness at every level in the organization, all people aligned to the shift in strategy, the right mindsets, the right capabilities to turn strategy into action.
And I know when you became CEO in 2016, the company had sort of, 2% profit, losing profit, 2% growth, and all of a sudden you turned it into double-digit growth for 10 quarters in a row. How do you do that?
Sure. But I've also been with the firm for 19 years and was part of the leadership team, so I take responsibility for the, the few years of non-growth as
Touché.
Well. But with that said, it's when you get to transition into the role of a CEO, you get to see things with a fresh perspective and drive some shifts. So a couple of major shifts, I think, come to mind. The first one was we used to have a belief, or we had a belief before that time, that if central, meaning the CEO, the CFO, the core functions in central, did it for them, in quotes, meaning ran the P&L for the heads of offices and practices, made some of the major recruitment employee decisions, that we would free them up to be with clients, as we're a professional services firm. But what I find to be more true is if you give as much ownership as possible to your leaders in the regions, in our case, or the practice leaders, meaning full P&L responsibility, the freedom and accountability to make their own hiring decisions and the shift of people that they want and to do the best work for their clients, they tend to own it and do great work. So it's not just a matter of shifting the ownership to the leadership team. It's also a matter then of central serving them every day, every week, every month with the right data, the right reports, the right benchmarking to teach them as much as possible about the frontline execution of their team so that they're empowered to make the right decisions. So that was the first shift.
So the empowerment is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Decentralizing the ownership into the smallest buckets.
And it's interesting. And I like that you took the credit and the blame for that as well. How was the turnaround in terms of your culture? Was everyone embracing it or were people fighting against it? Because I know, in fairness, you like discomfort. You think discomfort is a very good thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we're uncomfortable, we tend to do the best work of our lives. We can circle back to that.
But that's a sentence for everyone to hear. When you're uncomfortable, you can do the best work of your lives.
Yeah. Back to your question on how it shifted the culture. So I'm very blessed. The founder of BTS, Henrik Ekelund, set out to create a professional services firm with a big heart. And he's a wild entrepreneur and has led us in the way that only he would want to be led. And he doesn't like to be led by anybody. So he gives natural a ton of freedom. And a ton of freedom to his leaders and the markets that they operate in. It was embraced really well from the team. It allowed them to continue to have actually more freedom by having the local, being able to make as many local decisions as possible. But I think they also felt served for the first time in terms of accurate data and benchmarking.
So here's the big thing. There's a lot of consulting firms out there, but you are different in that you focus only on implementation.
Yes. Yes.
Why? Why is implementation important for CEOs?
I mean, without implementation, the strategy is worthless, right? And strategy is only as good as it's implemented in the front lines. And so the point of any company is to delight their customers and helping our clients get there through their people feeling like they're doing the best work of their lives. is our cause.
And so now we're on to what's really exciting about what you do. And everyone listening in, there's this concept called simulation. So you are the only company I've heard of that really has mastered this concept of simulation in business for strategy. So explain exactly what that is. And everyone listening in, and we have a couple hundred thousand listeners here, imagine going through something like this, what it's like. Go ahead.
No, I'm happy to. It's how the company was founded 30-something years ago, so we've probably built over, it'd be easy to say, 1,000 fully custom simulations with our clients, CEOs, and executive teams globally in that amount of time. I'll give you an example.
That'd be great.
From a fast-growth fast-growth software company, one of the first SaaS companies on the planet. We were working with their CFO 8 or 9 years ago, and their challenge was that they were hiring leaders from the industry, but these leaders were coming in with muscle memory that was old. It was a traditional software model versus SaaS. It was leadership habits that worked maybe at one company but not specifically at theirs given their unique culture. And their challenge was, how do we quickly and efficiently ramp up the education and align our leaders around our unique business model and our unique culture and therefore leadership expectations, what makes a great leader at this fast growth tech company. It happened to also be during a time of a pivot. So they had been really successful, like many tech companies, with one core service, and now they were going to a suite. They were evolving from SMB to enterprise, and they were also going from local to global. And the first thing that we did with them was work with their C-suite to create an experience and the simulation experience. And if you could imagine, we had maybe their top 50 leaders for a few days. We organized them into teams, and their mission was to take over this company, and it was the company's exact market presence, financial statements, cultural nuances, business model evolution, beliefs about how the market was going to shift. Take over the company in the CEO's view and practice running it for 3 years into the future.
So you got everyone in teams, and you didn't say, hypothetically, we're going to teach you this. We're not going to impose these management philosophies. You said, you own the company, you're running it in the team, come up with what works, what your plan is.
Correct. I actually think the hypothetical stuff, especially during a transformation or a pivot in strategy, is actually a waste of time. There's probably a few nuggets you can learn, but
I think it's worse than a waste of time. A lot of time it confuses people.
Agreed.
It gets them focused on the language instead of on the core concept.
That's exactly
so
right.
So keep going into what happens then.
So, I mean, I also will say I think it's a measure of respect to allow people to practice a desired future state and to actually see what it is and to wrap their heads around, oh, this is why we're going from SMB to enterprise, or this is why we have to keep performing in our core business model but launch some new services and a new business model at the same time. And, oh, now I see how hard it is and the inherent tensions of what we're trying to do. And most of the time, that thinking, those ahas, are kept at the CEO and C-suite level because they've been debating the strategy and looking at the market shifts together for maybe 6 or 9 months.
But senior management, middle management, has never focused on this. And now start thinking like a CEO, but you're not imposing to them to think like a CEO. You're opening up the opportunity for them.
And they persuade themselves that it's the right direction for the firm, for your customers, for themselves, and for their team. And when somebody persuades themselves that it's the right thing, they usually move into action right away as opposed to resisting.
And so then how do you know how the teams did?
Well, because it's been co-created with our client's executive team and the CFO and so forth, they create their own market dynamics. So it's not this fictitious, gamey black box. It's simply the teams create their own market dynamics, and depending on what they bring to market, how fast they evolve the business, they see it play out in terms of market share, revenue growth, churn in this case.
And so you'll actually have all of the data based on that. So you could say, this team did this, and it's like a competition,
yes,
right?
Yes.
They're veering up, wanting
they're
to win?
They're having a total blast. And every conversation, debate they're having is real.
And then you throw them some curves too, right?
Yes, we have a lot of fun with all the unexpected events that have happened in the past. Either they want to democratize the wisdom and learning around, or they're potential acquisition opportunities, the potential market threats. It's an advancement in technology that we haven't seen before, and we build that into the experience depending on what it is we need these people to understand.
And then the cool thing is, I'm imagining, I haven't experienced it, but I love this concept. So then you'll actually work with them, and the team leaves, and they're like, well, this team won, but what happens after you leave then? And you've 1 minute left before break.
I mean, the whole point of this is to help our clients turn strategy into action. It's to help each leader and each person increase their understanding of certain concepts so that they either shift how they make decisions, shift their prioritization, change the tone and context with which they can align their teams.
And what was the end result with this technology company after going through this whole
process? There's so many different ways of measuring it. One is every leader has specific actions and go-dos that they were driving unique to their teams. Two, their relationships have been strengthened, and most clients right now are having to act in cross-functional and cross-BU ways in order to better serve and delight the customer. New initiatives have been launched based on the ideas that came up during the working sessions and the meeting. You typically see higher retention of the leaders who go through this experience because they feel so engaged and a part of the future direction of the firm, and they finally understand it.
Cut you off because we're going on to break. When we come back, we're going to learn about leadership philosophy and how you learn from a prison warden. Amazing. And then you're going to hear about the concept of discomfort in business and why it works. Back in a few.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100 East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Whether it's motivating employees, business leaders sharing insights on success, or entrepreneurs setting powerful visions, the CEO Show is your transformative CEO community. You're going to learn here how to be successful.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Jessica Parisi, who is the president of president and CEO of BTS USA, and we're learning about this amazing simulation model. So I want to throw, I thought that was a fantastic example. Let's take another industry, like, give a quick one, like financial services, say, for example.
Sure. I can think about a couple of our large financial services clients.
And I know you work with, like, 60 of the Fortune 100.
Yes.
Fortune 100 companies. Go ahead.
Yeah. One particular client is looking to kind of be the fastest and largest company to really have a full digital transformation. But what that really means for them is this whole concept of relentless consumer is very real to all of us because it's who we are every day. The minute we get delighted by the next Uber functionality or Amazon app, we just expect that from every other service that we're indulging in. And so this particular financial services company is simply trying to stay on top of and delight their customers. In order to do that, they had a lot of success with their agile transformation in the IT function, and now the rest of the business leaders need to follow suit. So how do you apply the agile principles, which at the end of the day are simply about a wildly empowered frontline who is free to be as creative and helpful to the customer as possible, to bring insights back into the firm which can shift the digital priorities based on the customer.
So did you put all of them together?
No, it's broader.
Okay.
So if you're going to transform to more agile or completely shift the way the company operates to be more competitive to the end customer, I mean, it's not as simple as just a simulation experience or one experience. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of lining up the culture elements and the strategy elements together. And so as this particular client, I'd call us, we're their change and transformation partner, owning leader readiness and leaders as the change executors over the course of their transformation. In this particular case, it includes everything from working with the executive team in terms of how they need to show up differently for each other and for their company, given now they have to work more as one company, aligning all the leaders in the corporation through a series of simulations, moment-based experiences, offsites, but then also providing the ongoing advising, coaching, and tools for actually new habit formation to take place, and being just as rigorous on the easy-to-shift daily structures and processes that reinforce the new way of working.
So that's so you're saying the strategy is nothing. It's all about here the execution and the implementation.
Well, one of my favorite quotes of all time is from my good friend Herb Kelleher, who just passed away in early January. I mean, a true legend in every sense of the word. And I love when he said, strategy, I'll tell you what strategy is. It's doing things.
There you go. But you are one who believes in discomfort.
Big time.
I mean, in fairness, Herb Kelleher, as you know, was my idol also. My first CEO interview ever.
Wow.
Before, 10 years before I started the show or anything. So you believe in discomfort. And so you will get clients to feel discomfort.
Yes.
And you'll get your employees to feel discomfort. And I'm betting the CEOs of the clients love it because they're used to gray area. The executives hate it at first. But after their self-awareness or transformation, they're like, wow, I'm better.
Yes.
Talk about this whole discomfort kind.
I'm so happy to, because it's one of those things I've learned about myself recently, but yet it's been with me my whole career, and I've done the same thing inside of BTS. And to your point, we're almost the discomfort catalyst inside of our clients. I learned from a good friend of mine, Liz Wiseman. She was the author of the book Multipliers, and then her second book was Rookie Smarts. And when I was talking with her, one of her insights from the Rookie Smarts book was when you're uncomfortable, when a person is a rookie again, meaning trying a new role that you don't think you know anything about, or taking on a problem that you've never solved before, and having a different conversation with a customer that you probably think it might fail. a couple of things happen. One is the adrenaline gets released because we all have pride and we want to do well, and it's just a natural reaction. Two, you tend to be really humble. So if you're mid-career and you've had a lot of success, being in this new situation makes you think, I don't know what I'm doing, and you're really humble. Three, you tend to reach out to the best people in your network for advice. And when you combine the adrenaline with the humility and advice from the best, what I have found is 90-95% of the time, I end up doing the best work of my life. And I feel the most alive. I mean, yes, I'm nervous. Yes, it feels stressful. Yes, I'm worried. But what comes out of it is this free thinking, this desire to win and to do well and to figure it out. And you grow tremendously from that. And I think as a leader, you need to go first. And when you go first and you're a rookie and then you're successful, in worst cases, you learn a lot. But most of the time you're successful, then in your nature, you become a true leader. And people want to follow you. They want to learn from you. They want to, you know, do the same thing.
So the idea is to just get people out of that comfort zone to help them. But how do you make sure they don't completely fail? Or do you let them fail so they learn from it?
I mean, you know, this goes to, I think, the new modern business model and way leaders need to think about how they lead moving forward. In a way, I could say the days of an annual strategic plan and once a year allocating capital and once a year shifting to be more competitive in the market are over. And so once you get your head wrapped around that, then your job becomes, how do I create an environment where the roadmap, the product roadmap, and in essence, the strategy is getting updated and formulated by my team. In fact, the people closest to the end customer are the ones who know the most what they want and how to delight them. And if you wrap your head around that, then your strategy process becomes dynamic. It becomes more like a list of 150 things that we need to do. And as you're learning more from the front lines, number 40 can jump to number 3, number 2 can jump to number 30. And how do you create the environment to have that flexibility? And then in its nature, it's smaller decisions and smaller bets.
So a few sentences, and then I'm going to ask you about the prison lesson you learned. What advice do you have to CEOs in today's world?
Probably many of us naturally are better at being uncomfortable, and we have this gift of being able to see the broadest perspective in our firms. But I think our other role is to create the environment where our people also feel uncomfortable and then get the wins from that and build the confidence from it. And then how do you get your executive team to give that same amount of freedom and stretching their people forward into the new service models or the new offerings or the new client conversations and get enough people doing it where they start to feel they're alive again, they're at the edge of their careers, they're doing the best work of their lives, and that drives ownership and momentum.
What is your website if someone wants to go to it?
BTS.com.
There you go. That's easy. You've 1 minute left. Tell me what you learned from a prison warden.
So that was my father, or is my father, Eric Scon. He grew up, his career was spent in the prisons. When I was born, he was a prison guard and worked his way up to the warden, and then was the warden of minimum maximum security, and then ran the prison system in Minnesota for a while. And obviously, you don't really take your daughter to work when your dad's a prison warden. But I did have a chance to go in college on a group tour, and there was a lot of things I took away, but the one thing that really stood out with me is how much kindness he exuded to the inmates, how much respect had for them and that they felt. His interactions with them were warm. I mean, warm but clear, you know, with, you know, clear principles, how much he knew about them. And to me, it's quite simple. It's when you have that much power, it was a beautiful example of bringing grace to a position of power.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show, Jessica.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Anthony Scaramucci. How are you?
I'm doing great, Robert. I'm loving those suspenders. I'm going to buy those suspenders
as soon as you tell me where you bought them.
Yeah, well, I'm going to open up my own store called Brace Yourself.
That's good.
What I'm going to do. So you are, people know you for a lot of things, you know, for Seoul, for Skybridge, for being in the White House, for being on TV. What are you doing these days?
So, I returned to Skybridge after I was fired from the White House, and I was the managing partner and founder of Skybridge. I founded the firm literally 14 years ago this month. It was March 7, 2005. We built the enterprise into about $12 billion. I sold the business to go serve the administration, and I sold it to a Chinese investor. I had a purchase and sale agreement that was signed, but the United States government under CFIUS blocked the transaction, and so it is what it is. I returned to the firm, and I'm back as its managing partner, and we've got, unfortunately, we lost some money in that process. Our performance has been great, but there was uncertainty.
What's your performance been?
Well, we've got about a 9% return with a standard deviation of about 6. So it's a very, very low standard deviation, low beta. Our overall portfolio beta right now is about a 0.25. And we were up about 4.5 in our offshore fund, 3.5 in our onshore fund last year, with the markets roughly down 4.5. So, but if you look at this over 3, 5, 10, and 7 years, we're basically up about 9% compounded. So it's been a great, great run, raised a ton of capital. But as a result of the decision to sell and the government blocking the sale, we did lose some capital as the ownership was uncertain, but that happens in life, no big deal. There's no whining in sports and politics or business transactions. You just move forward.
And there you have it. So you've been in several sectors. So you look at finance. Let's look at the CEO's life.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it like? What's your take on being a CEO in the Donald Trump administration?
So there's a lot
great
of
advice,
well,
insights.
You know, listen, there's a lot of different types of CEOs, and so I'm the managing partner of a small business. It's 70 employees with 4 offices, but if you're a CEO like your CEO listeners that have tens of thousands of people, about hundreds of thousands of people, publicly traded companies, have to watch their communication, have to watch their diversity issues, are well steeped in regulation. Most of the largest companies in our society are regulated in one form or another. I think that there's a little bit of a wrench in the game right now. The president is a reaction to failed establishment politics. And so if you're upset with him, I understand, but there's many people that are upset. If you look at what happened in Brazil, if you look at what's going on in the United Kingdom, there's a very large percentage of the population that feels left out of the globalization, left out of the aspirational experience that many of us have benefited from in the United States. They, for whatever reasons, wages have stagnated, and middle-class families went from aspirational middle-class families to desperational ones in about 35 short years. So I use that as a backdrop and context. So if you're a CEO right now in America, I would say 3 things to those CEOs. I would say, number one, if you ever get the opportunity to meet with the president, you're in the White House at one of his forums, be aware of and draw context to what I am saying, because the president is very emotionally charged related to this issue. His 62.8 million voters, by and large, represented what I would call the forgotten men and women in the society that feel left out of this experience that some of us have felt over the last 30 years. And so, number one, if you're in his presence, be conscious of that. Number two, we have to fix the problem. The income divide in the society needs to be fixed. And so one of the ways I think you could curry favor and garner public support for your company is come up with policies that are related to that, closing the income gap, closing the gap between men and women, things like that. I think you have to be very cognizant of. And the third thing, and I think this is probably the most important thing, and I say this to everybody, is that the United States needs capital investment, and the United States needs educational innovation. And so if you're an American CEO in a business, large or small, think about that, because that sort of a contribution to the society will have a gigantic multiplier effect going forward in your business and the businesses of others. You don't want to be the CIO or excuse me, the CEO that's living in a barbed-wired security compound because you convinced your board to pay you a gajillion dollars a year, and you're surrounded by security and a barbed-wired fence while your fellow neighbors are struggling. I think that's a very, very bad combination. And if you don't believe me, just go down to Latin America, and you can see that that's what's going on down there. We cannot allow that to happen here, because if you start to allow that to happen here, the average American has two lottery tickets, Robert. One lottery ticket is punching the American dream. It's an aspirational ticket. You look at that ticket and say, okay, wait a minute, I can go to, I grew up with a blue-collar dad. I went to a public high school. I can go to Tufts, Harvard Law School, Goldman Sachs, build two successful businesses, and create an arc of financial independence. I'm going for it. That's a 70, 80, 90-hour work week, a lot of buckshot in my hiney. No problem. I'm going for it. If you don't think you can make it, if you are now in that desperational working-class family, the other ticket is a ominous ticket. It is a meal ticket. And on that ticket, it says there's a free meal ahead, supported to you by Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. It's a free meal. It's a free education. It's free housing. And if you start moving the society this way, you'll cripple and destroy the society. So CEOs have a public policy responsibility to make sure that people in America are doing well. Whether you like Henry Ford or don't like Henry Ford, we have a tendency to revise history now. And certainly he was in some ways a very bad guy, but he had one thing right as it related to his company. He was going to pay the people on those assembly lines enough money so that they could afford the products that they were producing, and he made sure each of them had a house, and their house was closely tied to a really good public school system. So when they got up in the morning, they were like, okay, I'm going to pass the baton of the American dream to my children and grandchildren. And so right now, we're not doing that enough. And I'm telling you, that will help your profitability. It'll help your public relations outreach. And it will help the morale of your employees if you do those things. And I gave more or less that very same statement to the Yale CEO Forum yesterday in Washington.
That's why you're so prepared for it. Well done.
Okay, thank you.
So, no,
yeah,
but
well,
so,
I'm very passionate about it because I think we have to fix this.
Well, let me throw one third part into there. What about, there are about 7 million entrepreneurs in America, mm-hmm. and it seems no party is really saying, we are going to support all the people who want to create new businesses. Now, I know that these are mostly CEOs of major companies listening in, but more and more so, there are alliances with small business ankle biters and the big companies, and they're fueling off each other. So what's your take on the potential for entrepreneurship in America?
Well, I mean, from the political perspective, there's been vacuums of advocacy for a number of different groups. The left has basically said, hey, you know, we're going to focus on environmental and issues of gender and discrimination. And the right has said we're going to focus on special interests and tax reform for our donors. And so there's vacuums of advocacy for the blue-collar people and the entrepreneurs. But here's what I would say to the entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur listening to this podcast, get politically active. Because an entrepreneur here in New York, I'm a minority partner in my own business. If a dollar comes into my family as a result of my hard work, I'm only allowed to keep 47 cents. My majority partner is Bill de Blasio, Andrew Cuomo, and Donald J. Trump. Okay, and no offense to all three of them, they're not doing such a great job as my majority partner. Okay, the infrastructure is crumbling, the educational system is a failure, the airports look like third world countries, the property taxes are going up unexplainably, the taxes are ridiculous. 41%, as reported by the New York Post, of the families that live in New York are moving out. So if you're an entrepreneur in America, get politically active. You've got to get in charge of the hiring decisions of people that are in the public service as well as the people that are in your own company.
Okay, you've 1 minute left. Quickly, what do you think Donald Trump's vision is in the best case scenario of what happens to America?
Well, I think the president's vision has got probably three major components to it. Number one, he wants prosperity. Number two, he wants peace. And the third component of it, which is equally important to the other two, is security. He wants there to be security for people that live in the United States, that they feel safe in a shopping mall. They feel safe in an airplane or an airport and things like that. How you get there, I think he's been extremely frustrated by the sclerosis in Washington, the establishment malpractice on both sides. As an example, if you have something called NAFTA, and you could review and renegotiate NAFTA.
20 seconds.
Let me just finish. You could review and negotiate NAFTA, and they don't do it for 25 years. That's malpractice. So it's going to be very hard for the president to achieve those goals, but it's peace, prosperity, and security.
This is Robert Reese speaking with Anthony Scaramucci. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to learn more about America and prosperity. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're with Anthony Scaramucci, and you've many hats that you've worn, but one that was really interesting was the SALT conference that you've created. Just give a sense to everyone about what this is and the future of financial services in America.
Well, you know, the SALT is an acronym. It stands for SkyBridge Alternatives. We're in the alternative investment business, but in the case of the SALT conference, I like to call it alternative thinking. And so what we're doing is we're drawing from a multitude of different disciplines. It could be entertainment with Will Smith. It could be politics with people like Nikki Haley and John Kelly, but also a Susan Rice and a Valerie Jarrett. It could be macroeconomics with people like Dr. Ben Bernanke. We'll bring hedge fund managers like a Paul Tudor Jones or a Mark Lazary to the event to discuss their portfolios. But then we'll also have a discussion on artificial intelligence, a discussion on gene and stem cell therapy. The age of immunotherapy is upon us as the decline of chemotherapy is starting to happen as well. And that's going to be very beneficial to people on the healthcare side. So what we've tried to create with SALT is almost like a 2.5-day university immersion where you can come to SALT and learn about crypto if you don't know a lot about crypto. You can learn about gene therapy, AI, artificial intelligence that's entering the trading space for hedge funds. But then you could also hear from Francis Ford Coppola about the future of the film industry. So it's a
Or wine.
Yeah, you know, listen, we do a great wine party there, too, every year. So we have a very eclectic mix of things that are going on at SALT. It's a very popular conference. We bring broadcasters that have been there in the past, CNBC, Bloomberg, CNN, Fox News, and Fox Business. But then we also have Yahoo Finance and places like that. So it's an immersion, and it's an opportunity to meet people, learn something while you're there, and after all, it's Las Vegas. You know, we're there to have a little bit of fun as well. So it's a very good combination of different things. So I have a cabana waiting for you at the Bellagio Hotel. Okay,
I was just there 2 weeks ago.
There'll be a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila for you, and we'll put you in the cabana with a couple of limes.
So I know what everyone wants to know. What was your take? You're a guy about leadership. Everything you are, I've known you, it's about leadership. What was your take on what you learned from this whole crazy process you went through of going into the White House, moving in?
Yeah, it wasn't suited for me. You know, so the way I would tell somebody, what happened to me was like being Jimmy Stewart in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. He crashes the car on the bridge, he bumps his head, and he's in this alternative universe. And his life is going badly. I'm about to get a divorce. I'm working for the president. It's target practice not only for the Democrats and their opposition research teams, but the Republicans hate me as well because I'm a truth teller. And the worst thing you can do from the White House podium, and I did one press conference.
And that's what you always have been.
The worst thing you can do from the White House podium is start telling people the truth.
Right.
Because the minute you start telling people the truth, you got a target on your back. They want you out of the room.
Right.
Do you want to tell the American people they got a $22 trillion debt that it cannot be paid back under the current policies and prescriptions that are taking place from the establishment Republicans? Do you want to tell the American people that? Washington doesn't want to tell the American people that. Because if Washington told the American people that and they woke up this sleeping giant of people, the 50 or so million people that are not voting, they would vote those people out of power.
So you see what I'm saying?
So I learned a lot. They're very, very bad people. The elected officials in the country, by and large, are horrific people. And so I'm not saying every single one of them is horrific, but I got to tell you, I tell my friends, the best people in Washington, if you imagine the worst person that you've met in your life or the worst person you've met on Wall Street or in your
don't
CEO
say the best
forum,
person
the best in person in Washington. The best person.
There
not even close.
Not even close.
It's not even close because all they care about is staying in power. They will stab you in the back. They'll write nasty stuff about you. They'll leak nasty stuff about you. They'll get their friends in the media to distort your image.
So what are you doing?
Very, very good.
So you're about truth.
So they come after me. They light me up like a Roman candle. I'm giving an off-the-record interview. The guy said this on the record. He publishes it in an exaggerated way. When you listen to the tape, it's totally innocuous. I mean, it's a little bit locker room language, but it's totally innocuous. He blows it out of proportion. I'm blown from my seat. They love that because they think they're going to build a shame box for a guy like me, and I'm going to put a dunce cap on my head, and I'm going to sit in the corner, and they're never going to see or hear from me again. But then they don't know a person like me. Okay, so what they made the mistake was it's no problem for me. Dust myself off. I'm like Mayhem from the Allstate commercial. It's absolutely no problem for me. Dust myself off. I'm back in the game, but now you've empowered me with a voice, okay? And so I did go to Tufts.
And now you know that nothing worse could happen. You went to Harvard, you got your
degree. Yeah, no problem. And I told my son, 26 years old, he's finishing up his first year at Stanford Business School. A week after I got fired, he put his arm on me. He was like, hey, Dad, are you going to be okay? I mean, this is a nightmare. And I said, son, take it easy, okay? I'm going to be totally fine. Not only am I okay, I'm going to be great. Watch what I do with this.
And as a matter of fact, they say the more you're knocked down, the more fuel you have. And as a matter of fact, that's just yesterday with Juliet, who you know who's the CEO of,
yeah, absolutely,
of Worth Magazine.
Yeah, she's great.
And you're back on the – she is and a terrific person. You're back on the number 100, top 100 most powerful people.
In global finance. Yeah, that was very flattering to get back on there. I mean, they did write my obituary in 2018, which was fine, and that was a justifiable obituary.
Well, what my grandfather always taught me, if you're on one mountain peak, you want to get to the next one, you got to go through the valley first, and that fuels you to go higher.
There's no question. Somebody said to me, yeah, you know, you got Trump taint on you, you don't even have a Cheeto stain from dipping into the Cheeto
bag.
What
really drives
you? Have a Cheeto tattoo. You have like orange all over you. You know, like, you know. But I said, you know what? You know, I like the guy. He's trying to do a good job. He's got a ton of flaws. I'm a pretty open guy. I'll tell you when I think he's doing something ridiculous or stupid. I have no problem doing that. He sometimes gets mad at me when I do that, but that's too bad. We're friends, okay? I don't work for him anymore, and so I'm his advocate. But I'm also an honest advocate. And what I would tell CEOs in America, you want to surround yourself with people that tell the truth. Loyalty comes from truth. It doesn't come from sycophancy. Sycophancy is closer to selfishness. Someone comes into my office and tells me I'm tall and I'm right. Now I know I have a problem. If they come into my office and tell me I'm short and I'm wrong, now I know I have a relationship. And so at the end of the day, people that get themselves in the most trouble are the ones that are allowed to get fed self-flattering or sycophantic-like commentary. Enough is enough. You can't have that as a CEO.
What's your vision for America?
Well, the good news about America is that it's still being run by the invisible hand, by and large, and there's a tremendous amount of innovation, and it's still the best place in the world for microeconomics. If we can marry the microeconomic situation that's taking place in America with really good governmental policy, America's best days are ahead. And so what I tell CEOs, push public servants, ask them, do you have a 25-year plan for America? Do you have a 25-year plan on infrastructure and industrial policy and education? And we don't have one. Yet for the Chinese, a 25-year plan is short-termism. And so I beg people to think long-term and let's work in a sustainable harmony, sustainable relationship with our public servants so that we can make the country better for everybody. Let's not make it a tale of two countries. It's something that I think will really hurt everybody in the system.
And there you have it.
Hey, it's great being here.
Pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Nice to be on again. Thank you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.